I welcome you all with love. Okay, to Lost Arts Radio and really video. So today we're gonna delve into kind of the complexity of what's going on in today's world, because it's an issue that's on a lot of people's minds. But first we're gonna start with a little bit of dance and meditation. And for the meditation, the dance is easy. We just dance and it's the spiritual joy happening. For the meditation, if you don't have a mantra or method of meditation, you can use this. And a lot of you already know how to meditate, so it's up to you. Yoda, in-breath, and out-breath. Wah, in-breath, and out-breath. Yoda for the base to the heart. Hail to the heart. Wah from the base to the third eye. And hail to the heart. So now we're going to do just a little bit of dancing and meditate for a minute or two and then go into the discussion. Okay, so we're going to sit for a moment and then go into meditation. Here we go. And we slowly come out of meditation. And it's time to kind of look at an issue that's on a lot of people's minds today. Just what is going on? We're looking at distortion in every direction. You know, I'll pick an old one, 5G. Scientists call, this is in October. October 19th, 2022. Scientists call for a moratorium on 5G after study shows regulators are ignoring the health risk of radiation. Now, the truth is, this has been going on for quite a while. People are quite aware of the difficulties with 5G and how it's harming people. And I won't go into the details of that. I will tell you that myself and David Wagner are doing research with Tachyon to protect people from the 5G. Because they're not about to stop. The problem is they're not about to stop. And so when I say the problem is they're not about to stop, we're not just talking about 5G. We're talking about chemtrails, which are poisoning the people. We're talking about the people that are calling it the bioweapon, the COVID, the injections, okay, that have been proven to be pretty dangerous. You know, there's still some doctors who haven't read the literature, probably never will, who will say to their clients, oh, it's safe and effective, don't worry about it. You just trust me. Although I haven't read the literature and I don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and just trust me. So what's happening is people are beginning not to trust, which is very, very good. Okay, so whether you say trust 5G is safe when it really isn't, or trust the bioweapon injection is safe, which seriously has not been shown to be safe, or trust that the chemtrails are safe, we're looking at an overall onslaught. And trust that, well, when we're gonna call it a global weather crisis and destroy all the farming so people will starve to death. And that's a brilliant way to get people to do what's absolutely against their best interests. It's like, what is going on? Have we lost our minds? Have we gone so far as to let people kind of dominate us in ways that are overtly detrimental, are overtly, you know, harmful to our lives? We have to kind of like look at this and say, whoa, you know, the quote from Isaiah 5:20-24 lays it out really clearly. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil. And we're definitely seeing that. We're seeing at the political levels, we're seeing things are completely upside down. Now it's starting to come out. I'm not sure what the reason is, besides people getting caught, but we have all the child abuse, child kidnapping, and on with that. That's a hard one to even talk about. That's been going on for years and years and years and years. I've been exposed to it for over 40 years with survivors of some of these things. A lot didn't survive, okay? But still, we're calling evil good and good evil. And you have this kind of thing. When they came out with the movie with about the children being kidnapped, you have people attacking the movie, you know, saying it's this or that. I was like, wait, are you telling me that this isn't happening when it's clearly documented it's happening? Oh, call evil good and good evil. Oh, I get it. People that put darkness for light and light for darkness. We're seeing that all over the place because people are honoring satanic energies as if it's good. And people speaking the truth, let's get rid of them. You know, just recently, a very famous physicist came out and questioned the whole climate change narrative, and now he's being seriously attacked, but he's a world expert on the topic. So, you know, he clearly has taken a calculated risk because of his ethics and his commitment to the truth. Okay? But nevertheless, he gets attacked, even though he's at the top of the field. People put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And it's, again, same thing. Well, it tastes bitter. Oh, what are you talking about? It's sweet. So people are being told, or I'm going to say gaslighted, that there's something that's not good for you that is good for you. And it's not the case. Now, the good news is people are waking up. Not that they read Isaiah 5:20-24, okay. People are waking up to the fact that we've been sold in a sense, a bill of lies. And we have to look at that. But this is the question that we all have to face. Are we willing to say if it's bitter that it's bitter? Are we willing to say when the king's out there parading without any clothes on, the king has no clothes? There's a huge amount of pressure on people today to not say the obvious truth. And that's the scientists. A lot of them are just giving, I'm going to call it false testimony. That's why you can't trust the scientists. It's really a problem. Because bitter is good and evil is called good and good is called evil. Everything's being turned upside down as it was prophesied. What do you do? Well, someone like me, I just do the research. And I read and I read and I read. And we get, you know, talk about 5G or chemtrails or all the things that are going on. And we put that information out there for people. You can get most of the information at my website. It's right there, www.drcousins.com or treeoflife.mn.co. And I have articles on these things. But we have to do our own research in many ways. We have to find people who we can trust, who are sharing the same, let's say, values and ethics, people who are not willing to be bought off, and it's easy to say we have less of that, but I think it's turning. I think more and more people are beginning to share what I call the relative truth. There's only one truth, there's only God. But besides that, I'm talking about the relative truth, which is, you know, 5G isn't good for you. Chemtrails are toxic. And all the different things that we're exposed to that the research has been withheld from us. So all we can go on is kind of a little bit of intuition. We look and you see on the internet how things have been seriously censored. It's like, well, then how do we start to get information? It's actually hard. For me, I try to get more original papers. It's just like this paper here, okay? You know, it's not that complicated, but scientists call for a moratorium on 5G after study shows regulators ignore health risk of radiation. Well, these things come out, and they lay it out. what's happening. And there's lots of papers. There's another one. I'm just happened to have my 5G file. 5G, this is a paper I wrote, a toxic assault on the planetary web of life, because it's destroying all aspects of life on the planet. So, you know, and you think, is that kind of some strange thing? And then you look, you know, as I point out in my article, the international appeal to stop 5G on Earth and in space currently boasts approximately 31,300 signatories. That's by January 2019. So it's not like people aren't giving it attention. Even before 5G was proposed, dozens of petitions and appeals by international scientists, including the Friedberg appeal, signed over 3,000 physicians. So my point is, it's not like we don't know this. It's not that professionals aren't actually talking. I can't blame, you know, that there's a core of professionals that are really committed to the truth. And they're kind of in all different kind of walks of life and really trying to warn us. Let me find if I can find another one that speaks to that. Well, there's another one over 33,000 scientists have coming out against 5G. Now, the point I'm making is that there is kind of two sciences coming out. Yes, this is a minority, even though it's thousands of scientists, which is still a minority compared to all those who feel that they're going to lose their job and so forth. So that brings it back to us and learning to trust our intuition and do the study on the topics. But there's a general theme that's going through all this. The theme is an effort at some level by some beings, we call them human, to eliminate the human population on Earth. Maybe leaving 10% initially, who are, in my opinion, kind of like foolish enough to think that they won't be eventually included. And that is what we're talking about. And so they've made their deals with the kind of another level of people living on the planet who would like to take over the planet at some level. I don't want to get too far into that because there are limits to what that is, but something strange is going on. There's some effort to eliminate the population, including the weather control. So you got 5G weather control, chemtrails, bioweapon injections. It's like, and it just keeps going. So people have to start more than waking up, but actually paying attention and sharing that concern with other people. It feels like we're like fish in a barrel. And, you know, the initial attack, maybe, again, killing off 10 to 20%, 80% of the population, then continue that over time. And we need to, from my point of view, based on all the data that's really out there, we need to start protecting ourselves. And we need to stop allowing these people to do what they're doing. Now, I find it really interesting I do work in Africa. And I'm in Nigeria, and at that point, Bill Gates was there trying to push his polio vaccine, and the people completely rejected it. It's like, we don't want anything from you. We saw what you did in India with all the, Bill Gates isn't even allowed in India anymore because so many people died from the different vaccines that he was pushing. And they just said no. So a certain percentage of the population is waking up. In fact, when we look at the COVID thing, I think only 5%, some people say 3.5% of Nigeria got the injection. All the rest never went to get the injection. We can say refused, but basically they never went. That's a huge population. So people are waking up. People are thinking intelligently about the situation and have kind of a more global view of what's going on. I'm going to be more vague with all this, but like the people in Nigeria, you know, there is a growing global view of a feeling that people are trying to eliminate them. And I think it's, to me, there's more awareness in Africa, at least five or six countries that I've worked in. But I think that understanding is increasing. So it's up to everyone to kind of listen, think, maybe activate your survival instincts, which they're trying to get rid of psychologically with the mass propaganda, and then do the appropriate thing to save yourself, your family, and really all humanity. So may everyone be blessed with this message to really think about it and consider it. So I'm going to say peace be with you, health be with you, joy be with you, love be with you, sacred sound vibrating in your consciousness be with you, and until we meet again. Now, of course, we meet every Monday. I do want to point out that we have, every Sunday, we have a worldwide peace meditation, and that starts Israel time at 6:15. I invite you all to participate because we're creating a global mind, and that global mind of peace and love and spiritual joy changes ultimately the overall global mind. So as we meditate together, which is the way it works, the power of that meditation is equal to the square of the number of people meditating. So at least that's what the physicists have calculated. So we can do this. We can start changing the global mind. And even the people who are perpetuating this kind of destruction of humanity, they can also be affected in a good way by the upgrading of the global mind. So every Sunday night, 6:15, we have an explanation, and then we do a visualization meditation from 6:30 to about 7, approximately. We do invite you all to come to that. You're welcome to come to also a variety of programs we're doing. We have a fasting retreat coming up soon. You can check it out at drcummins.com, the spiritual fasting retreat, over the internet, so people can participate from wherever. And the idea is keep supporting each other collectively. I actually have programs throughout the week. One of them is on Wednesday for Brazil at 7 o'clock Israel time. And then we have several programs on Thursday, spiritual nutrition, questions and answers, and then Alive and Liberated with Dr. Gabriel at 7, 8:30 Israel time. So we're out there a lot. Lots of different programs I'm on, speaking about different things. That's simply to get the word out, to increase our awareness and ultimately increase our survivability. That's really, really, really important for people. And in that process, increasing the amount of love and peace and sacred sound on the planet. So I invite you to join in whatever way works. You can again check out my website, drcousins.com or treeoflife.evan.co, and we'll let it go. Now I just want to put a little prayer in for Richard Sachs, who usually does this with me, visualizing him regaining his health on every level. So just a minute to visualize that. The Richard does many good things for the world, and I send blessings to him that he makes the breakthrough that he needs to for his healing. So with that said, peace be with you, and may each of you wake up those around you, and we create a wave of waking up that covers the whole planet in a new level of consciousness. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Atakyo Asad. Peace be with you.